With few exceptions, the crucial events have remained so. After all these years, why tell about them now? In my view, there are compelling arguments for disclosure. In the most personal sense, I consider this account a tribute to the gallant women and men of many nations who volunteered to fight in unconventional ways. They assumed frightful risks, had no protection or privilege of uniform, carried the responsibility of countless lives in the solitary missions they accepted on trust, and often were forced to make lonely decisions that could mean merciless death to their families and countrymen. Many of these agents and resistance fighters lie in unmarked or unknown graves. Relatively few have gained recognition beyond mention in confidential archives. Most of those who survived returned to peaceful pursuits, unable to receive honours or rewards. Those who are named in this narrative are but a few of the vast hidden army to whom the free world owes a debt that cannot be repaid. But there are less personal, more acute reasons for these disclosures. With the surrender of the shattered Axis powers in 1945, BSC dismantled its labyrinthine apparatus and silently passed out of